This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran charges that a U.S. fighter jet pilot harassed an Iranian civilian airliner in what Tehran calls an act of terrorism, which it says injured and panicked passengers. Iran dismisses a U.S. claim that the jet was merely conducting a visual inspection at a safe distance and says its pilot was forced to take evasive action. It apparently happened over Syria. According to Reuters, state TV video from inside the Iranian jet shows a passenger lying immobile on the floor and another presenting his bloodied face mask to the camera. Iran says it's lodged a formal complaint with the International Civil Aviation Organization, describing Thursday's incident as one of aggression. The diplomatic war between the United States and China was ratcheted up today as Beijing retaliated for the U.S. order that China shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, China directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu as tensions between the world's two largest economies reach a new level. The order to depart the facility in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly the same in scale and impact as the action in Houston. The U.S. has accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order. That did not happen, and so today's shutdown demand. The Chinese Foreign Ministry in a statement said, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said that the current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Experts on both sides are no doubt wondering at this point where things go from here. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost close to 4%. Via remote, this is VOA News. In Israel, it is the day after a night of violent clashes between protesters and police in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration aimed at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, both for the corruption charges against him and his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Police used water cannons to break up the crowds of protesters, and there were dozens of arrests. Israel imposed a lockdown when the first COVID cases appeared in March, but then moved to quickly reopen its economy in May. And the disease has made a strong comeback. The country's virus case count is about 58,000, with at least 442 deaths. Netanyahu is warning that protests could lead to anarchy. A new poll shows that 3 out of 4 Americans favor requiring the use of face masks outside their homes. And fewer than 3 in 10 people surveyed said that restarting the economy was as important as shutting down the pandemic. Done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, the survey clearly reflects increasing alarm at the spread of COVID-19. Since the polling was done, President Donald Trump has said wearing face coverings was the patriotic thing to do. Another finding, about half of those questioned believe that most of their lost jobs will never come back. President Trump says he's dropping his plan to accept the Republican Party nomination for re-election in Jacksonville, admitting that Florida's surge of COVID cases would make a large-scale convention there next month too risky. Florida has recorded 402,000 coronavirus cases and over 5,600 deaths. It is among the hardest hit American states in the current resurgence of cases across the South and West. The United States yesterday for the third straight day recorded more than 1,000 COVID-19 fatalities and nearly 70,000 new cases. The number of confirmed infections here has risen above 4 million, with a loss of more than 144,000 lives. Pandemic numbers worldwide, 15.5 million cases, and a death toll headed toward 635,000. Brazil's lower house speaker, Rodrigo Maia, says now is not the time to handle an impeachment process against President Jair Bolsonaro. He says he would only accept such a request if he was sure a crime had been committed and after the pandemic was over. So far, 48 impeachment requests have been filed against Bolsonaro in the lower house, and Maia must decide whether to accept any of them. The director of the World Health Organization charges that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made untrue and unacceptable allegations aimed at the WHO. Responding to reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus fired back, saying the WHO was focused on saving lives. Lawyers for Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of China's Huawei Technologies, have applied to a Canadian court seeking to delay the proceedings for her extradition to the United States. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.